There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking of the ARN News Centre app, this story is really getting a lot of coverage on there today. It's the fact that Dubai Municipality are cracking down on the illegal trade of pets online. It's something we see a lot of. It's a big problem, and they've said since last year it's received over 100 complaints from customers of those websites and Facebook pages. Zina Zalamea is here with us from the ARN News Centre. Zina, I mean, we know this happens, but why would someone first of all buy a pet from an illegal website in the first place?
Well, simply put, because they are so much cheaper. These websites sell pets for a few hundred dirhams, if not thousands, less than pet shop prices. So, plus the accessibility of these websites. You know, they have, there are a dozen, even hundreds of websites that you can choose from. Lots of different varieties of animals. And if they tell you that they can deliver a pet to your doorstep within 24 hours, then, you know, I would see why people would want to resort to that way of buying pets. Plus, they're also selling pet food and accessories which are not registered with the municipality. And they're also offering services such as grooming, pet sitting, and relocation within the country and overseas. So officials have been saying that there are cases where people just lose their pets when they land in their destination because they work with these illegal businesses. So I've been speaking to engineer Mohammed Yusuf Al-Hamadi. He currently heads the veterinary services section there at the municipality. He's a lovely man, very passionate about animal welfare. He told me about some of the complaints his team has received.
They're selling pet food. It's not registered in the UAE also. They also get the pets or the animals sick. So we cannot make anything for them. One lady, she called us and she was crying because she bought one husky from one website. And it was expensive. It was 15,000. After one, she met this guy in her home. She visited her home. And after that, after 1 week, the husky was dying. So we told her, she come and she make complaint. But the problem, they don't have license. And this guy, he don't have license. So we cannot make anything. We told him, go to the police. So many cases we've sent it to the police. But in the end, maybe these people will leave the country anytime.
You know, unfortunately, it's a problem that we hear all the time, isn't it? And these companies aren't licensed. The problem with that is the issue of how do you punish a company when there's no license? Plus, you have to fine them.
Exactly. That's a big problem that the municipality has faced. These companies cannot be fined because they're not licensed. So these people that set up these websites, they just leave the country once they make a lot of money from selling these pets and offering these services. Or they just open another website if their site gets shut down. Now, Engineer Al-Hamadi takes us through the process of stopping these illegal traders, and it goes through so many channels.
We make warning with. But fines, we cannot do anything until now because this is job of the Department of Economy. They call them and they make fine for them. But unfortunately, they open another Facebook page. Now the police, they have something to close their IP address. We call our legal department, Dubai Municipality. We arrange with them. And now we will collect all these names. Again, we will investigate again and monitoring for these names. We will send them to the Dubai Police and Crime Department, electronic crime departments, and Dubai police, they will do their job with all these people.
And it sounds, Zina, like every time one of them is closed down, another one pops up. I know mm-hmm. I've been looking at pets, and whether you want to adopt one, foster one, buy one, rescue one, the minute you start looking for them, the adverts for ones that might be reputable but mm-hmm. might not be, begin to pop up on your browser and on social media. It's quite difficult, but clearly a lucrative business.
It is a very lucrative business, as Engineer Hamadi told me. I actually asked him, if I were an illegal pet trader, which I made clear that I am not, how much would I be making?
Million. To be honest with you, million. People that are living in Dubai, you understand, and they do this job from their home. That means there is potential of this business. So in my opinion, anybody have power and have, you know, money, he can open this business. There is potential of this business, but should be legal. Just find, you know, commercial place for you as a shop or a canal or anything, and come to, before you rent it, come to go to the Department of Economy, initial new license, they will send it to you. We will give you all the specification, how to run your business. You understand me? After that, you will make your specification and you will build your shop with our rules. And after that, we will approve the license, we'll give you approve, and you can run your business.
So he said it's a very lucrative business. He talked us through the process of making your business legal as well. So, of course, there are rules that you have to follow, fees that you have to pay, but that's part and parcel of setting up a business in Dubai, and it ensures the safety of the animals and their future owners. So his message to people who are engaged or involved in the illegal pet trade, make your business legal if you're really serious about it.
It's alien to me, this. You know, I was thinking when you said you can have a website and you can have a pet delivered to your door, that's not how you go about bringing an animal home as a pet, is it? Not to,
it's
to
not,
me, it's just weird.
It's exactly. Not the best way to pick something that's going to be so significant in your life. You want to know where the pet's come from, has it been well looked after, you know, all those kinds of bits of information. It's not like dialing up and ordering something from a menu, which is essentially what the delivery service is.
It's not ordering Chinese food, is it, getting a pet? But it seems to be that this is almost as though it's acceptable to do that. I mean, the first thing, I think you've got to take a rescue animal,
exactly.
First of all. But if you are, I'd find it unbelievable.
Well, Engineer Hamadi said if you don't like buying from pet shops, you can go to the municipality. Or if you have dogs that you want to have adopted, go to the veterinary section of the Dubai municipality. They register it. They put it on their Alif app. They actually have an app where you can look at the dogs that need rescuing, that need to be adopted.
Which a lot of people wouldn't know about, actually. It's worth thinking about. What's the app called again, by the way?
Alif.
Alif.
Yes.
All right,
if you want to know more, you can go on the ARNU Center app or website. We reported about it before.
Okay. Just, is it A-L-E-E-F? Is that how you spell it?
Yes, I believe
okay.
So.
Yeah, it means pet in Arabic, so.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a municipality app. If that's news, I didn't know that app was there. More details on the ARNU Center app on the website as well, or you can just have a look at the Alif app. Good news.
I know. I'm quite interested in getting a pet, so that might be where I start.
Mm. Oh, wow.
But at least then you would look through and think, well, I would really like a particular kind of dog. You can go and meet the dog. You need to meet the pet.
Yeah, a lot of places encourage you to meet the pet and also for the pet to come to yours to see how it settles in.
Oh,
well,
it's a bit.
A living creature. It's a living, breathing creature. You do need to see it. You do need to meet it. It's not a product that gets produced on a product line and you can just... You know, everybody can just buy one off the internet. I find it amazing that people would do that.
It's not like ordering hoisin duck, is it? I have two anacondas and a parrot, please, and I need an African grey. It just shouldn't be
incredible.
Like that.
Sounds awful.
All right, then. So Dubai Municipality is cracking down in the illegal trade of online pets. Since last year, hundreds of complaints from customers of websites and or Facebook pages. Seeing as Alameh is looking at that story today, good to talk to you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook, tweet at Dubai Eye 103.8 FM.
Another story that ARN are looking at, it's also on the app as well if you want to have a look. After a long summer break, thousands of students across the UAE have been returning to their classrooms. And of course, this means the familiar sight of traffic congestion around schools. It's all back again. So safety measures and traffic management plans have been drawn up by the authorities once again. But they've stressed the support of all road users is necessary to implement these plans effectively. ARN's Sanuj Sharif has the details.
The first day and even the first week of the new school term can be a tricky period on the roads as people get back into their regular driving routine. But with pedestrians, office-goers and school-going vehicles all jostling for space during morning rush hour, road safety should be a top priority for all. In Dubai alone, at least 280,000 students are enrolled in 235 schools. And as an additional safety measure this year, Dubai's Roads and Transport Authority is set to adjust the timings of traffic signals in some school zones, especially around key intersections, to avoid congestion and accidents. Meanwhile, both Dubai and Abu Dhabi police are rolling out awareness campaigns targeting all road users, while bus drivers are being trained about safety standards and traffic regulations. These measures are in addition to deploying traffic radars and stepping up surveillance of streets around school campuses. Authorities are also urging parents to lead by example and to follow the directions of school staff and police. I'm Sanuj Sharif for the AR News Centre.
That was ARN Sanuj Sharif. He's basically saying the message is really simple. Yes, school safety is important and the traffic congestion is a problem, but if we all work together, we can ease it and make it a bit safer for everyone.
Okay, educators. Let's stay with education, actually. Increased volatility and uncertainty from parents about continued enrolments in UAE schools. On the Business Breakfast this morning, Ros Marshall was in from Taleem, the education group, and she was talking about the number of families leaving the group's schools doubled in the last year.
I think the biggest sea change we saw really emerging from the spring break was the number of parents who are suffering from redundancies through shortages of jobs in gas and oil. So we saw a lot of volatility of parents being sure about whether they were still going to be here in September. We've been fortunate to retain a huge number, but we've also lost a large number of parents too to overseas, far more than we've had done in previous years. So people repatriating to their home countries for jobs. Our overseas leavers are up by 100%.
Okay, so that's Ros Marshall from Taleem also telling the Business Breakfast that despite the mounting number of families leaving, there's also been increased interest for new enrolments. And she's been adding that their approach to school fees has helped them manage the situation.
In terms of the new inquiries, we've actually kept pace with that in terms of the previous years and increased in terms of numbers this year. So one of the reasons perhaps for that is giving more certainty to parents and more visibility on fees. We actually held all of our fees in our schools from last year to this year. And we're doing another fee analysis right now so that we can come out as early as November, hopefully, with fees for next year so parents have some certainty a long time in advance.
That's Ros Marshall. She's the CEO of the education group Taleem on the Business Breakfast this morning on the Education Roundtable. You can see that roundtable. It's on the Dubai Eye website, the Facebook page. There may be some previews on Twitter as well. That was filmed, so it is there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.